When I first moved to Donegal, I put in for numerous of jobs and a CV, obviously, it said the work I've done through the Irish Traveller Movement and Pavé Pint and other women's organisations. Straight away, I was discriminated against. And that's not too long ago, leader. This is still happening today for members of the traveller communities. I want to say that there's many travellers in our health system, workers. There's many travellers in our education system as teachers, principals in schools, and people are afraid or ashamed to express their identity because, again, we have to do what we do to survive, but to live in that state of shame in today's society is absolutely not acceptable. And today, leader, I'm looking for a debate and accountability for the government for the failures of delivering on traveller accommodation, traveller mental health, traveller education, which is really important, and also employment for members of the traveller community. Now, I know the committee is set up tomorrow, and I wish the chairperson every success, and I look forward to being a passionate vice in that committee, and I will be putting myself forward for vice chair, but I will say that it's actions that speak long more than words. You know, we could decorate boat houses, wallpaper boat houses with legislation, with policies that's meant to make traveller lives better, but it's the lack of implementation. So I would call on a debate in this house around like just raising statements from everybody taking part. And I'm very proud to see Senator Stevens stand up that it's not all put on the member of the community. So thank you.